Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We have to start here because it is the big story of the day. It's the story that won't go away. And we talked about it before the show, Rob. And neither one of you don't feel good talking about this, but you have to. Antonio Brown back in the news. And it really seems, Rob, we both feel like he's got some serious issues. And the reason we say that, I mean, obviously there was the way he behaved about the helmet with the Oakland Raiders, and then, you know, going off on Mike Mayock and some of the social media stuff that came out.
The lashing out stuff.
The lashing out. And now he went on social media today and was like two different people. And here goes Rob G. Tell us, let me give the backstory. There was a story that broke today, Josina Anderson, our friend, that he's going to meet with the NFL next week.
They had already talked to the female, right, involved
who's
in this.
Accused him of sexual assault.
Right, and now they were going to hear his side of the story.
Yes. And so that came out earlier today, and then AB goes on social media and says this.
That's right. About an hour after that news broke from Josina Anderson, this is AB on Twitter. He says, quote, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that S. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself. End quote.
All right. So he comes out with that. Now,
what's the problem? Oh, I'm sorry.
And then what? How long? How much later, Rob G, did he come out with his next social media post?
This was a few, maybe like 5 or 6 hours later.
Okay.
I'm guessing he had time to speak to his agent, maybe calm down, drink some tea.
His agent needs to be living with him.
Because now he
his agent needs to have access to his account. His agent need, or agent, mom, best friend, somebody that cares about him.
Well, based
needs
on
to be able to look at his post before he posted.
Well, Chris, based on the way this reads, you tell me if you think he wrote this himself. He says, quote, "I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations."
Stop, he didn't write it.
"And slander to my name."
Stop, he didn't write
it. "I love football and I miss it. I just want to play and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP."
His agent wrote that. No, but Rob, here's what we want to get at. Because in addition to all this, now granted, it's before all this happened today. But Adam Schefter and all the NFL insiders have been reporting that there are still NFL teams very much interested in Antonio Brown.
I don't
the
even
Seattle
doubt that.
The Seahawks, before they signed Josh Gordon, looked into AB. And Russell Wilson was pushing them to sign AB. And so it's going. We got some breaking news. We were that's why we're a little distracted. The Clippers, remember yesterday we talked about the load management with Kawhi Leonard. They have been fined $50,000 for statements on Kawhi Leonard. The NBA is saying that the statements contradicted, you know, the notion that this is an injury.
Which is what they put out and agreed to, that they agreed with the Clippers, and now Doc said some different stuff in the press conference. And now Doc is the one. That's why, Doc said some stuff, and now the league is going back. See, this is a slippery slope here. We're gonna get into this as well, right?
We'll finish talking about it a little bit later.
But I'm not surprised by this, because it's a slippery slope, Chris.
It's a very simple look.
We'll talk about it
because this is so much to say about it. But getting back to AB, Rob. First of all, let me say this. If AB is indeed cleared of this sexual assault, if he's cleared of all the other things, and he needs some type of mental evaluation, I would love to see him back in the NFL. Not because he's a great player. Yeah, I'd like to see him play. But people deserve second chances.
No doubt about it. And the NFL is filled
right
with second chances.
As bad as he's been.
Not as bad as some other guys.
Right. At this point, he hasn't been as bad as some other. Unless he's guilty of, you know, the things
right.
he's accused
of. And to this point, right, he's not guilty of anything. Man is innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So to this point, other guys have had felonies, have beat up women,
drunk
children.
Driving,
drunk
driving.
Vehicular homicide. All kinds of stuff. So before everybody goes, oh, he shouldn't be able to play because he goes off on Twitter, they have bent over backwards for a lot of people to allow them to play football. I'm with you. I don't have a problem if this stuff gets cleared up,
right?
And he's exonerated, or you know, the NFL looks and says, we really can't go forward. We don't have enough significant substantial evidence to say he's definitely guilty of this,
right,
or not. Then he's free to play, and he's
right.
a talented football player. And if you're going to bend over backwards for other guys, who's the guy the Cowboys picked up who was convicted?
Not Greg Hardy.
Yeah, Greg Hardy. Who was convicted.
Right, right.
In a court of law,
and
they signed him.
And we know Ezekiel Elliott was not convicted of anything.
Right.
But there was a lot of evidence that said he did this, and they went full bore to bat for him.
Exactly.
And he was suspended for six games, league thinks he did something. And so he's playing, and everybody loves him, and I like him. He's a great running back. But this is the point, Rob. There's really not much you can do to not have a chance to play in the NFL. You have to do some, like, premeditated murder. Anything other than that. And you're going to get a chance if you can play.
I know it sounds crazy. Like, you're right. I totally agree that it has to be that heinous. Other than that, there have been some bad guys in the NFL who have done some bad things to people, and they've gotten second and third chances. So
that's why we're saying with Antonio Brown, we both are in agreement that if he – can get all this stuff behind him, if he's innocent, then we'd love to see him back in the NFL. Obviously, a lot of teams would love to have him. And what we want to throw out to you guys is, would you want him on your team? I don't know if you're a Raiders fan. Well, Raiders, I think that ship has sailed. Patriots, that ship has sailed. You'd love to have him in New England if you're a Patriots
need him.
Fan.
They need a wide receiver.
If they had him, things would be, I mean, they're obviously still a great team, but things would be much different if they had him. Aaron Rodgers, I know we talked about Green Bay should have gone after him before.
Dude, you had.
I mean, this dude is one of the best receivers in the game, and that's one reason this is so sad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Remember, yesterday the big news was that Kawhi Leonard was sitting out the nationally televised game on ESPN against the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the league initially came out, while everybody knew
the league endorsed it and management. Said that they had no issue with
it. Yeah, the league came out and said, look, basically said he's hurt. And then Doc Rivers spoke before the game And credit to Doc, he was honest and open about it and said things like, he feels great. And not with as much exuberation, but he did say
that. Do we have that sound clip?
It feels great.
We don't have it?
And, oh, we don't have it. Okay, but I think I saw the quote, if I can find it here. Okay, I have the quote. Here it is. Doc said this before the game. He feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing. And we are just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. That's pretty much what it is. He also said, I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way. And that's important. But he played a lot of minutes in the playoffs last year, and it's not a health thing.
That's not what the league said.
Really, it is. In some ways, we want him to just keep feeling better and getting better. Okay, so here's the money things. He feels great. It's not a health thing.
Boom. Hello.
I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. Didn't play.
Then that's a contradiction of what supposedly the Clippers had put out and the NBA that they had signed off on, Chris.
Yep.
You said it. You said the league came across basically stamping an endorsement saying he's damaged goods. He's hurt.
Well,
that's why I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
That's why they agreed that this is nothing that they're concerned about. He's following the NBA protocol on this. We're cool. We're copacetic. We get it. And Doc Rivers isn't going to sit up there and make up some story. He's just talking.
Right.
And he got fined $50,000 today.
So it's interesting. And I talked to some people around the league today, some former players, and you know, some of them think that a travel league. I talked to Earl Watson. Earl Watson tweeted out that the problem is travel basketball and these kids, and they are playing 4 and 5 games a day on weekends in these
Which
travel leagues.
Which is just
leagues.
Crazy, right? So you might
they
play
need
14
to be drilling.
Games over the weekend.
Let me say this to all you basketball people out there. This is why the 5 best young players in the world are from countries outside of America. Because while we're playing games, 4 and 5 games every
weekend.
They're
doing drills and skills.
Luka Doncic, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. I know he started playing late. Giannis Antetokounmpo. They were doing drills. They were getting their fundamentals down. They weren't just playing games and doing whatever they wanted. And so, but that's what some people think the case is.
You know what the problem,
Kawhi, Rob, I think there is maybe some mental block where, you know, he's only played 70 or more games twice in his 8-year career. And I think he feels, because it went so well last year, and even he did get banged up in the playoffs, but I think he feels like if he plays too many games that he's going to get hurt or not have enough left in the finals or the playoffs or whatever. But it seems like he's got some type of, I don't know if it's a degenerative knee problem or tendonitis or something beyond tendonitis, where his doctors are saying, look, you just shouldn't play back-to-backs.
That's not what the coach said, and that's the issue.
And I can't – is it – I mean, the Lakers could say, look, we're 6-1. We can afford to lose a few games. Let's sit LeBron
because
and AD just
winning all
in
these
case,
games don't matter,
because we
really
want to keep them healthy.
Right.
I mean, this sets such a bad precedent. And my thing, Rob, and I've said this before load management became an issue. I think I would love to see the NBA cut the 82 games to about 62, 65, 60, something like that. Because I think there'd be more of a sense of urgency for every game. The games would mean more. They'd be more intense. And I think it'd be great. And a lot of players are telling us they can't play or don't want to play 80 games anymore. So if that's the case, let's shorten it.
I couldn't disagree with you more on that. I think that's such a cop-out that they can't play 82 games over the course of 365. They have the entire summer off. Stop playing in the international stuff.
Right.
Get rid of that.
Nobody cares.
Okay? Stop cheating. Nobody cares about that. Stop cheating the fans. And here's the other one, Chris. You want to make the games count more and have more intensity or whatever? Don't cut the amount of games. Cut the amount of teams that make it to the playoffs to make the season worthwhile. So if the season's worthwhile.
Nah.
No, I'm telling you, instead
it's
of.
It's fine with instead eight having, in each conference. That's fine.
No, instead of having that, what about eight total? Now all of a sudden the regular season matters.
There is nothing better, including your little Major League Baseball playoffs, which are fine. There's nothing better than the 2 months of NBA playoff basketball.
Is it really in the first round where everybody gets swept?
We've seen some
How
great,
many times have we seen the first round?
Yeah, but we've also seen great first round matchups.
We've seen some bad ones,
but we've also seen some really good ones.
I just say if I'm going to make the change and I'm the commissioner, you want to make the regular season matter where people have to play? Then have less teams in the playoffs. This way, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you can't sit out 22 games. It matters. This is what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
Am I right?
I'll give you that.
Because
you had to be a top four seed.
And you couldn't sit out that many games.
That's a good point.
And that's all I'm saying. I'd rather do that than to just say, we can only have 62 NBA games in 365. That means 300 days a year, they're not playing a game.
No, but I think it's like... Honestly, and I know you'll hate this, I think baseball, and I know they won't do it for historical reason, all that, they should go to about 100 games.
No, that wouldn't
or happen. Or 80-something. It would make each game a lot more interesting. It would. And people would be more into it. I know money, so it's not going to happen. But still, Major League Baseball would be better with half the games, and NBA would be better with about 60 games. It'd be that much more interesting every single game. And if the players are telling us we can't play,
then don't.
Kawhi Leonard is right now the best player in basketball.
Chris, if you were to make it consequences for not playing on a non-injury and your doctor day's pay, I guarantee you Kawhi Leonard would be playing. There's no repercussions. There's nothing. So that's why it's easy to take the night off. All right, the team gets fined. He doesn't get fined. There's nothing that happens to him. I can take the night off. If you were going to take the night off from the radio show and they were going to dock you a full day's pay, I guarantee you'd be here most nights.
Right.
You would.
Nah, look.
You got to make the guy have to earn his pay. And stop with the paying people not to work.
I hear you. Because if you know, if a guy tells you before the season, I'm playing 65
right.
games, then let's prorate the contract. Let's prorate the contract.
And then he would be like, if you told him that, he'd be like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm playing.
Right.
I'm playing. So
I'm just saying, there's got to be a money thing. And when guys get full pay and they can take off whenever they want and they're not held accountable, and I get it. We talked about it before. The reason that these guys won't play 15 minutes if they need a night or blow is they don't want their stats to go down, right? Their averages would go down if they only played 15 minutes and then didn't put up 8 points and they're averaging 24, right? That would drop your scoring average down.
And I think there are other ways to low manage. And this is the way, like, everybody brings it back to the Spurs. And I get it. I get it because the Spurs were definitely the first team to start this. But if you look at Tim Duncan, first half of his career, he was playing 80 games many seasons. His second to last year, he played 77.
He didn't take off 20 games or 15 games.
Right. What Popovich did was kept the minutes. Like, they would play 32 minutes, 33 minutes, 30 minutes.
That's it. Better.
Tony Parker was playing like 30 minutes a night, right. 31 minutes. So lower the minutes to the low 30s. But and then if you have to give them practices off, so be it. That's the way you can low manage. And here's another thing, Rob. Shoot arounds. They started doing shoot arounds. You know this.
I used to go to shoot arounds.
To get guys off, to keep guys from, I mean, they still hang out.
But so they had to get up in the morning
right.
and they couldn't like get lost.
So you stay out till 5, 6 in the morning knowing you got to get up at 9 a.m. and go to shoot around and be coherent. So they did. That was part of the reason. So what the Spurs would do is they'd have some shoot-arounds right before the game, like 4 o'clock, rather than in the morning. So there are other ways you can low manage without a guy having to miss a game.
Totally agree. I'm not going to buy into this. I think Kawhi is a tremendous player. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. And I think the NBA, they're kidding themselves.
Adam has to nip it in the bud.
Right. There's this has to stop.
Yeah.
And God forbid,
if this spreads.
Right. And we didn't even hear from ESPN, who couldn't have been happy last night with that. I did not watch the game last night, Chris. I did not watch the game. And look at that. You're an NBA guy, right?
I had no interest. I had it on, you know.
Right, but
I had
you didn't
it
watch
on,
it.
But
watch
I wasn't
it.
Into it like I would have been.
Right.
And the Clippers played well. I did. I had it on, so I was paying attention.
But you know what I'm saying.
But
you didn't watch it.
I was looking forward to this game.
I was going to go after the show last night.
So here's what ESPN had. They had the Rockets against a Warriors team when you couldn't even recognize any of the Warriors players. And then they had Milwaukee, the Clippers, without Kawhi. I mean, come on. That had to be a disastrous night. I mean, thankfully for them, the Clippers kept it close.
Right. They only lost by four, right?
Right. The Clippers played well. Lou Williams, I mean, he missed a lot of shots, but he scored 34 or something like that. But it was just Giannis, God bless Giannis Antetokounmpo. He came out and said a story with Chris Haynes, FS1 NBA analyst and Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer, where he told Haynes that Mike Budenholzer, a disciple of Greg Popovich, wanted to make him put him on load management. And Giannis was like, I want to play. I want to practice. And so what they did is they've lowered his minutes in games, and he's being more efficient than ever. He's having his best season ever. It's early, but he's playing tremendous basketball. That's a way you can do it. And so one thing I don't want to hear, Rob.
What's that?
Is from the doctors who make, and I'm not a doctor, but from the doctors who may come out and say all of our tests show that, you know, they can't play 82 games. And I don't doubt that they're not getting the rest they should get, although they have more time to sleep than your average person. That's for darn sure.
Yep.
If they'll go to sleep. And then, you know, they're overworked. Because I'll tell you, most people with high-achieving jobs or careers are overworked. My wife's a medical doctor. If she's on call, she may be up 36 hours straight, 48 hours straight, get 4 hours sleep in the midst of 48 hours. People on Wall Street, when they first start working there, they're working 100-hour weeks. So doctors, lawyers, they're all overworked. Some people in our profession
overworked. To be a reporter now, Chris, and cover stuff now is just
because you go to shoot around, you got to tweet,
and you got
to
continue doing all that
after the game.
Somebody posts something, you got to come back with a story. When we used to put the paper to bed at midnight or 12:15, we were done.
Easy, right.
We could go to the bar, go to hang out or whatever, and not be worried that Chris is going to have a story and I'm gonna be
a tweet
and I'm gonna be in trouble tomorrow or I didn't have it. So
you think Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski are getting enough sleep?
No.
Adam has said he hadn't taken a vacation in like 7 years.
Which is crazy.
I mean, so I'm just saying, like, don't single out the basketball players as the only ones who are overworked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The first half of the NFL season is over. And Rob Park and I made some preseason predictions. Let's see how we're doing.
I can't get over
Rob
how
G.
good I am when it comes to the NFL. Rob, am I still picking games at
71%? What are you talking
about? Rob G.,
I'm not going to spoil it, but you have made two picks that are just ludicrous.
You've made five picks ludicrous.
No, not five. And I'm still alive, too. So let's go ahead and go there.
That's right, guys. We're going to get started here. This is the midseason view of the NFL from the Odd Couple. Each team has officially played 8 games, but before we can look ahead, we got to look back. Let's start off with what you guys had in the
AFC West.
Chris Broussard had the Chiefs winning it with the Chargers as the wild card.
Feeling good?
Rob Parker had the Chargers winning it with the Chiefs as the wild card.
Feeling good?
How you feel about that?
The Chargers going to win the division?
Is the season over? It ain't over.
No, but seriously.
They could win the division.
You think they're winning the division?
Well, you know, look at the way. Before, if they put Mahomes back
in,
they might lose another game.
They're losing to the mediocre Oakland Raiders.
It's 10-0. Is the game over with 13 and a half minutes to go?
That's two possessions.
In the second quarter? You got three quarters to play.
I'm just saying, they're losing. This is the team you picked. I'm not even going to say it.
All I'm saying is Mahomes, the last time we saw him, Rob.
I look at your Super Bowl pick.
Rob G., the last time we saw Mahomes, they were losing two in a row, correct? So I wouldn't bring him back.
You really
I would
gonna
wait.
Diss Patrick Mahomes?
I'm just saying.
I feel good.
Rob G.
I won that one. Let's move on.
Is Patrick Mahomes going to get 40 touchdowns? I won that bet.
I won that one.
I'm going to win that bet,
yeah,
right?
Because it he sure got hurt. Looks like it. And he might actually still might do it.
You want to bet
no,
that he
I don't
get there?
Bet.
Why not? He's going to play.
But he still might do it. I won that one clearly. AFC West goes to Broussard.
We move on now to the
AFC East.
Chris Broussard had the Patriots.
Again.
Rob also had the Patriots.
But what else did he have?
But Rob Parker did have the New York Jets.
Another victory for Broussard.
How is that a victory?
Because you picked the Jets. The Jets.
Wait till you look at some of
they
your picks.
They just lost to the Dolphins, Rob.
Wait till you look at your picks.
I'm up 2-0.
Let's wait. All right.
AFC West and AFC East. You going to win some, I know.
Some?
The Jets. And them, the,
let's
stop.
Let the slaughter
Hold
start.
On, slow down. What possessed you to pick the New York Jets to make the playoffs?
We don't have time, Rob. We got time to move on. I mean, I didn't know that.
He doesn't know.
I didn't know that Sam Darnold.
Hold on.
I didn't know that Sam Darnold was going to kiss an 18-year-old girl in college.
You say it, Rob.
And get mono or whatever he got. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the reason they're 1-7.
It is.
Since you don't know, I know. Because Rob Parker's bragging, I'm 71%. I'm 71%. Here's how he makes his picks. He puts on, he's got a dartboard at his house with all of the teams on him, and he puts on a blindfold and throws a dart at it, and wherever it lands, that's who he picks. And it landed on the Jets making the playoffs, so you pick
him. And normally it's your face on the dartboard, but during football season, I change it up.
That's Craig Melvin, your boy Craig Melvin.
We move on.
AFC South.
Neither one of you guys really nailed this one. Chris had the Jags. Rob had the Colts.
Who's closer? The
That's
Colts should be 8-0. It ain't
no draw.
the Jags aren't making the playoffs. The Colts are going to make the playoffs.
Move on! I'll give you that one.
Colts going to make the playoffs when the Raiders going to make the playoffs?
No, they're not. Stop it.
But hold on. They're 5-3 and 4-5. I'll give you that one.
They should be 8-0 if it wasn't from old man Adam Vinatieri.
I'll give you that one.
Go ahead.
All right, we move on now to the
AFC North.
Now, this is where the whitewash begins.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris Broussard had the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're not making the playoffs.
Hold on, no. They're very much in the playoff race.
They're mediocre, Chris,
they're
according to you.
They're very much in the
they're
playoff
mediocre.
Race.
They're mediocre. They're only 4-4.
They've won 3 straight. Mike Tomlin has them
Please.
Balling. All right?
But here's Balling. Where it gets bad. The wild card pick for Chris Broussard was the Cleveland Browns.
Have you seen their schedule coming up?
Yeah, we saw.
They're very much alive.
We just saw them play.
2-6. They could go 10-6.
Yeah, right. We saw
they
them.
Could.
We saw them just play the Denver Broncos with a first-time starting quarterback. What happened?
I called Baker Mayfield today. You know what he told me?
What's that?
I'm feeling dangerous.
Yeah, right.
I believe. Believe land. That's right. That's right. I'm not backing off. They're better than the Jets, I'll tell you that.
Are they? Just by
yeah,
one
they
game.
Are. They are.
By one game, and they got all that talent.
Yeah. You
How
know,
embarrassing.
You know who Rob Parker picked to win the AFC North? Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore.
Yes,
right
sir.
Down.
Give me
all
that.
Right. We'll give you that one. Let's move
That's
on.
High salute. We'll I knew it would one. Be them.
We'll give you that
we
one.
Keep it moving.
NFC West.
Chris Broussard had the Seattle
Yeah,
Seahawks.
Boy. Yeah. What you got to say about that? Huh?
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. I got well, them and know, the MVP.
Rob had the Seahawks as the wild card. But
I had them
also,
making the playoffs.
He also had the LA Rams,
the Rams
winning that
are
division.
The Rams are in
life.
There. They're in the mix.
For me. The Rams are holding
All they
got to
do is run the table
holding
and they'll win the division. Chris made the big mistake.
No
he said
girly,
they weren't going to make the playoffs.
No Todd Gurley, no playoffs.
Don't be stealing my line. Why are you going to steal my stuff?
No, you stole. Stop it.
Everybody thinks
that's
mine
now. You got people calling
now.
Up now thinking you originated. I am the originator of stop it.
Stop it. Who has a better stop it?
Rob, you got a nice flux to it.
Stop it.
All right, let's
we move
on.
On.
I'm up 3-2.
NFC East.
4-2.
How are you up? What math are you
Seahawks
doing?
Seahawks are winning. Now, Seahawks are winning the division right now.
Rob had the Eagles winning this one.
Not
Chris
a good
had
pick.
The Eagles as the wild card because he had the division-leading Cowboys coming
Thank
out of the
you.
NFC
They're up
East.
By one game. What are they, one game up?
That's all it takes, Rob.
They're not winning this division.
Does it take more than one game?
They lost to the Jets. For that reason alone, they will not make the playoffs.
Right now, they're up. First half of the season, they're up. What you talking about a route? I'm killing you. I'm up 4-2.
No, you're not.
I'm up 4-2. Let's move on, Rob.
This next one was easy.
NFC South.
You guys both have the Saints.
Okay.
Even an NBA guy could pick this one.
We're going to keep it moving.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have stayed with my Saints pick for the
Super
Bowl.
Again, you guys had this one as well. You hit on one. You missed on the other. You both had the Packers winning the division, which looking good.
All right.
Well, you also both had the Bears as the wild card.
That's because Chris copied my paper right here.
I don't know why you both believed in Mitch Trubisky is beyond me. I don't get it.
Well, hey, they got a great defense.
That's not a bad pick.
Their defense is good. They're wasting it with a bad quarterback.
The Raiders, that's for sure.
You just keep talking about your Browns, Chris. Keep talking about
your Browns. Hey, I believe. Believe, land.
Well, now it's Brownies. Now it's going to get tricky because we're moving on to the individual awards now. This is where we had some off-the-wall kind of picks. Offensive player of the year.
Offensive player of the year.
Rob Parker at Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, I'm close.
Chris Broussard. Patrick Mahomes.
Only injury could derail my pick. Only injury.
Hey, there were games before he got injured. Remember the Lions? Zero touchdowns. Do you remember that game? This is the guy who was supposed to throw 50
like Aaron,
again.
Has Aaron had,
he was going to throw
I'm
50.
Sure.
He wasn't going to throw
sure
50.
Aaron
I told
had
you.
A couple zero touchdown games.
I told you
one.
He wasn't going to get to 40, and I'm right.
Just
you owe me wins.
Injured. Just because he got injured.
It don't matter. It's called football.
He's missed games, and he still almost has as many touchdowns as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's got 17.
If
he's got
you
15.
Could change your pick now, who would you pick?
My offensive player of the year is Russell Wilson.
I would stay with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a flip flopper like
this. There's
Chris.
No way.
I never heard of him. He asked us to flip flop. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't flip flop.
Aaron
Rodgers
is not winning offensive player of the year. He's just not.
No love for Christian McCaffrey.
And Rob Parker, your Chargers
record.
Are.
What happened? They didn't score?
They did not score. Right. I almost threw another pick.
All right, let's move on. I'm routing them.
Defensive player
of
the year.
Me, Chris? It's 4-2 me.
Chris Broussard had Khalil Mack.
He's not going to win it, but I'm not, you know, I'll stand by
I
that
I don't
pick.
Think either one of you guys hit this
no,
one. Rob had Aaron Donald.
I don't think it's going to work out for either of you
Neither one of them.
All right, here's the route. Here's where
I'll give him this one.
Offensive
rookie of the year.
My bad, Alex. Chris Broussard at Danny Dimes.
Who is that? Danny Penny's more like it. He's been a bust after the first week when they beat Tampa Bay.
He's a rookie with a bad offensive line.
The Giants are now running back hurt. If the Giants could put Eli Manning back in, they would right now. That's how bad Danny Dimes from North Carolina, wherever he's from.
I'll give you
And
this
Rob
one.
Really nailed this one. Josh Jacobs.
Hey, he's be balling.
You gave him that one. He didn't even know who Josh Jacobs was.
I did too.
He walked in the room that day. Rob G, who should I go with?
You know what he said? Hey, you guys got that running back, right? I want to get that guy.
I couldn't remember his name, but I knew they had a good young running back.
You bragging on it. You didn't even know his name.
That's all right. Did I know he was on your team?
All right, I got this one.
All right, we keep it moving.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Rob Parker had Devin White.
He's doing a great
he's
job.
Playing okay.
He's all right. But who did I have?
Chris nailed this one. He had Nick Bosa.
Thank you. 5-3, Broussard.
Most valuable player.
Chris Broussard had Pat Mahomes.
I feel good about
Homer.
That.
Homer. You don't feel good about him. Are you kidding me?
Aaron's not winning it.
Who has a better chance? Aaron Rodgers
Neither
is 7-2.
According to Vegas,
he's 7-2.
Aaron Rodgers has a better chance.
Because my man is hurt.
It ain't about being hurt.
You always trying to win a bet because of injury.
No, I'm not.
The LeBron bet. You actually wanted me to buy you some Jordan.
You should. Everybody around
LeBron
here
was hurt. I'm not Vegas. I'm one.
Raise your hand if you think that Chris owes me Jordans.
Stop. I mean, he bought you Jordans.
Look at y'all. Martin didn't raise
Martin,
his hand.
You didn't raise your hand.
Here's the biggie.
Martin, raise your hand.
Here's the biggie. Let's
Elijah raised his hand.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Let's do it again.
Martin's caddy raised his hand.
Well, no. Let's do it again.
Go ahead, Rob G. Super Bowl.
The last one here. Chris Broussard. Two teams still in the running. The Chiefs over the Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys didn't even make it to playoffs.
Both are very much into running. My pick is looking good.
Rob Parker, about 50%. You had the Packers over the Chargers.
Over who? Let me hear that again. Over who?
The Chargers are out of it.
Go, it's Chargers.
Over.
Go.
They're not out of it. Have they been eliminated?
It's over.
It's not over.
They're done.
What?
They're toast.
No.
The champ is here.
No. What?
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Alex, I can't believe
you. 71% Broussard in a knockout, just like Ali. That's right. This was the rumble in the jungle, brother. Ali Boumbaye. Broussard Boumbaye. Broussard Boumbaye. Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
It is a two-time NBA champion, Lindsey Hunter. Lindsey, what's happening?
What's up, Lindsey?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. It's great to have you on the show. Now, look, we're going to get into, you know, your team in Mississippi Valley State and all that. But the big news right now is load management
yes.
in the NBA. What are your thoughts?
Lindsey,
you played in the league when men were men.
You played hurt. You played every night.
I mean, what do you think?
But, you know, it's a new thing, I think. It all started with guys sitting out the end of the season, getting ready for the playoffs. And we all know that's where it kind of derives from. And I think they've just taken it a little too far now with sitting out this early in the year. You know, I know Kawhi's situation. He played an extended year, but yet it's still, you know, maybe he has something else going on that we don't know about. But it's just weird seeing guys sit out this early on.
Is it possible, Lindsay, like with load management, can teams do that? Like you play about 33 minutes a night, so we'll hold you at that limit. And then, you know, take some practices off. Like is there a way? There seems like there should be a way to alleviate the stress on a guy's body without them having to miss games when they're healthy.
I think so, Chris, because I remember guys, you know, having their minutes cut during the season, especially guys that, you know, play a long season that go, you know, to the finals and things like that. So I think you can limit, you know, the amount of minutes they play every night and cut back on practice. You know, you practice more than you play in the NBA. So I think that's another way that, you know, they can kind of, you know, manage whatever the guy's got going on, whether it's his knee or whatever.
After your playing career, Lindsay, and you played, what was it, 18 years? How many years was it in the NBA?
17 years.
Wow. Years, which is a long time. Won a championship with the Pistons and with the Lakers. And then you got into coaching, and you were assistant coach for a number of teams out at Golden State when Steph Curry mm-hmm. came around. And then you were head coach, right? You took over for the Suns.
Yep.
And now you're coaching at Mississippi Valley State. And just tell me the difference between coaching on, you know, of course, the pro level and then coming – and taking over and doing the college level, especially at an HBCU?
Well, you know, for me, this is where I came from. I was raised in the HBCU environment, you know, back in Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, my father would take me to all the big football games, all the big basketball games with, you know, when Coach Dave Whitney was coaching down at Alcorn. And, you know, I ended up signing with him coming out of high school. So I was always a big HBCU fan, and that was my world. And for me, you know, coaching on all the different levels, the most gratifying thing for me is to be able to mold, you know, continue to mold these young men and teach them to grow to be young men, not only on the court but off the court. I think it suits me best because I love teaching and I love, you know, mentoring the young men. And in the NBA, you know, it's a little harder to do that because guys are, you know, supposed to be men because, you know, you have that status. But you know, on the college level, you get to do more of that. And it is really like a family environment, especially what we have created here.
Lindsay, I was one of many voices to say I would love to see some of these top athletes, black athletes, go to some HBCUs because I think it could not only boost the athletic programs, but money you could make could go to the academic programs at the school as well.
And I just wanted to interrupt you. Scouts go where the talent is. They don't go to the school.
Well, Lindsay's a prime example.
Exactly. Joe Dumars. Right. You could go on and on and on about guys. Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time, didn't go to a big-time college. So
you saw Makur Maker and Josh Christopher visit Howard. Do you think that there could be a little bit of a trend? I don't know. You know, Maker wants to go to the NBA next year, so he may not even go to college. But do you think with these guys even just visiting Howard University and HBCU that you might start to see some of the top players in basketball look closer at the HBCUs? And you got Kenny Anderson, I believe, is at Fisk. George Lynch is at Clark as head coaches.
Right.
So do you think that having you guys who played in the NBA could help that as well?
I really do. I really do. And I, you know, in recruiting, I've talked to a number of kids and some high-profile kids that, you know, would actually give us a chance, give HBCUs a chance. And I think, you know, as HBCUs and not just the athletic aspect of it, but the academic piece also, we have to feel like we're worthy of having these kids. We can't just turn away because we think a kid is going to go you know, if he's a top 100 kid, oh, he's not coming to us.
Right.
You still have to. You still have to recruit them, and you know, you let them tell you no, and that's fine. But don't look past them, because you never know. There may be a kid that decides, you know what, I'm going to go pro anyway, so right. I'm just going to go here and play for a guy that's been there, a guy that knows, you know, how to prepare me to get there, and I'll be fine. So, you know, I feel like that day will happen. Prayerfully, I hope it'll happen for me.
I hear you.
But it's a real possibility.
How about also, you know, athletes and people have a right to do whatever they want to do with their money, okay?
Right.
But Lindsay, every time I see the stories of these guys who made it big in the NBA, NFL, whatever, and they're giving money to these universities that have all this money, and I know they went there, and
right.
these HBCUs could really use the money, even though these guys didn't play there. And there have been right. some people who have done it, right?
Right.
Didn't
KD recently, I think, gave
but Steph
a
Curry
bit of money.
Didn't Steph Curry
started a golf program at Howard?
Right. Yeah. Steph started a golf right. thing. Right. So right. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if some guys could take a look? Also, just because you didn't go to HBCU doesn't mean that money can't be utilized and helped, rather than just filling the coffers of some of these universities that have endowments and money up the wazoo. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, a lot of those guys aren't educated to know the status of HBCUs
right.
financially. And so they don't understand it. You know, you look at guys like Draymond and KD, who've given back to Texas and Michigan State, and they're not familiar, you know, with the history. And they don't know the struggle of, you know, going to college at HBCU and you only get two pair of tennis shoes for the season.
Right.
You know, they,
right. Versus not one every game. Not one right. per game. Right.
Right. You know, and they don't see that part of it. But hopefully we can bring, you know, more light to it, and hopefully we can get, you know, the HBCUs some more help that's really needed, and not just for athletics, but overall for academics and things like that, because they all need it.
Lindsay, I think you were involved with the Players Association when you played. That would be a good thing for the NBPA to,
yes.
to start promoting, I think.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And that is something that after this season I'm going to look into and contact some people to try to start some type of movement to get some help to, you know, not just Mississippi Valley, but the MEAC and the SWAC and the SIAC and all the
right.
the black conferences that you know, are struggling and hanging on by a thread that need, you know, an injection of some money to help them thrive and survive.
But not, Mississippi Valley State first, though.
And Lindsay has about nine sons or whatever. Lindsay has nothing but boys. But one of your sons is on your team. Just tell us real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My it was a blessing for me to be able to coach my baby boy Caleb, it's been really fun. You know, I think, you know, when you have a kid and you're coaching them, I've watched a lot of, you know, coaches coach their sons and see the dynamics of it, and to experience it's phenomenal. You know, to be around him while he's growing up and going through the different things that he's going through and watching him thrive in the classroom as well as on the court. It's been great, man. And,
That's
you know,
awesome.
I'm blessed to be involved with that. And, you know, and he's doing well. And, you know, we're building something special here. And you know, we'll be fine.
All right.
Lindsay, great stuff,
and
man.
I'm coming for a game. I told you that I am coming down there. All right, buddy?
All right. You guys better come.
All right. We will. Good luck this season.
Yes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.